Well, joining us right now for a look at how COVID has been impacting his city is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, happy St. Patrick's Day, and thanks for having me on the show again this week. I truly appreciate it.
Well, thank you, sir. So first off, what are the latest numbers in the city right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's really it's great to say 24 active current cases, and I feel bad for the 24 people, but as you remember, just several months ago, we were up to 3,000 current active cases, and total cases overall, 29,037, and the death count has actually gone down, Dan. It's 487 total, and I'll tell you why. DPH has done a reevaluation here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So if someone had COVID within 60 days of their death, it was considered a COVID death. They've changed that to 30 days, and so that has actually brought the numbers down in every municipality in the Commonwealth. So Brockton has shaved off about 90 death count due to that. So, again, that's the current number right now.
And I imagine that means that there's an improving situation in the city's hospitals.
Yeah, the hospitals are really overjoyed right now. The census numbers are truly manageable, and the COVID numbers of sick people are really diminished. So it's been a long time coming. I do want to thank all the hospitals and all the health clinicians, the nurses, the PAs, the doctors, and everybody that has been working in the local hospitals, not just in Brockton, but throughout the Commonwealth, throughout the nation. So, listen, I can't say COVID's in the rearview mirror yet, but it's trending in that right direction, and I'm extremely grateful for that.
And I imagine also a better situation in the city schools as well.
Yeah, I mean, again, we had a school committee meeting the other night. As mayor, I chair the school committee, so myself and Superintendent Mike Thomas and Dr. Zakowicz, the interim deputy superintendent, of course, the seven school committee members we met, we're planning prep right now for budget purposes, which will probably be conducted in June, early June. But yeah, the numbers are great. And again, the school nurses have been awesome. We are still doing contact tracing again with our Board of Health nurses. There's three nurses dedicated to that. And, you know, we are also still reaching out to folks, Dan, that went and got their first shot and then never came back for a second shot, or got their first and second and didn't come back to get a booster. So we're actively working with those folks. And the Shaw Center, again, was a regional site designated by DPH, run by Brewster Ambulance. It was 5 days a week up there. It's been pivoted now to 3 days, and then DPH is going to trend that down to 1 day a week. But, again, it's a regional site, so all your listeners, you don't have to live in the City of Champions to get your shot up there.
So the site is still operating, but just reduced hours, like you said.
It is. And then what we're doing is the Board of Health is going up 1 day a week to fill in, to not have it sit empty and idle. And that's where we're reaching out. We're calling people that, again, got their first shot and didn't come back or didn't get their booster. So it's still all hands on deck, right? And we're going to continue to work diligently to get vaccines in the arms of folks that are ready, willing, and able to roll up the sleeves.
Now, of course, as I mentioned, today is St. Patrick's Day. So, first of all, happy St. Patrick's Day to you, my fellow Irishman.
Thank you. No, thank you very much. And I'm proud to say, of course, I'm a U.S. citizen, but I'm also a dual citizen. I'm also an Irish citizen. And my grandparents, my dad's parents came over from Ireland, and my mom's grandparents came over from Ireland. So I am 100% Irish, and today is a special holiday to really commemorate and remember all the dedicated Irish that have made our Commonwealth and our city and our country really great. And I'm excited to do a flag raising ceremony at 12:30 today. We actually did one yesterday to show Brockton stands in solidarity with Ukraine and the terrible actions that are being perpetrated on them by Russia. So today is a proud day. Not just, you don't have to be Irish to enjoy St. Patrick's Day, so I wish everybody that's listening to you a happy day.
Well, thank you. I did want to also ask you about Ukraine. I understand that there was some lighting, too, with in Brockton with Ukraine.
Yeah, you're right. Geez, you do your homework, Dan. We've been lighting up City Hall every night, yellow and blue, in support of the brave men and women in Ukraine and, of course, the 3 million refugees that had to flee their country to save their own lives. So, you know, we are standing with them, and we are also doing a donation drive. We're working with a church up in Westfield, Massachusetts. A lot of the organizations are only accepting monetary donations right now, but this group actually is still accepting donations of supplies, including medical supplies. So we're doing it for the next couple of weeks, and then we're going to personally deliver it up to Westfield, and it will be shipped to Ukraine. But I'm really excited about the generosity of people that have already come to City Hall and drop it off in the mayor's office, and we're going to continue to do what we can do, our part, to help those in Ukraine.
And I also know that you recently talked about rethinking transportation.
Yes, I drafted an op-ed that was run in the Boston Herald, and I'm really excited about, you know, working in collaboration with all the different municipalities here on the South Shore and South Coast. And some people might say, well, Brockton's really not part of that, but it really is. And so what's good for Brockton is good for Fall River, New Bedford, and Plymouth, and Weymouth. So, you know, I'm hoping that we can set up a process. And, of course, it's going to be a cost, but you have to have an investment for the future. And if we could do a European-style rail system that really is one-stop shopping and really benefiting the municipalities and the community as a whole, I support that. So it was in the newspaper recently, and I've gotten really good response from folks, not just in Brockton, but throughout the region. So, you know, we have to continue to think outside the box and be creative and really just do the right thing and forge ahead for the future.
All righty. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there, Mr. Mayor. Thank you so much. Of course, happy St. Patrick's Day, and good luck with the flag raising today.
To you as well, and I will talk to you next week. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.